Ok, sí, es nada, es. Pa, yo ya no me crees.
Thank you.
Tom, the Gemara is discussing here, Tonon Abonon, let's go back to Tonon Abonon. It's about 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Tonon Abonon, Tanagoyim shemachatim bechevel, jili. Tanagoyim were pecking at a rope that had a bucket at the end of it. And it's like a chevel, and the chevel broke with nishbat li, and therefore the dli broke. So Mishnah and Nezik, we have to pay Nezik Shon. This is an introductory price which will be relevant for us as we come on later on to bring a riot to the Shire, which Rob is now going to have the Shire there. So just bear it in mind, put it in your back pocket, and now starts the Sugya. Bo Yom, when we start with it, of course. So Bo Yom, don't sound clean. What's that lock if an animal stands on a cleave, the lunch it was and didn't actually break it by standing on it, but because it stood on it, it rolled it down the hill and it's gone to the bottom of the cleave. The vessel rolled down the hill, reached a different place, and there it was. Finished by there, but why did it break there? Because the velocity of the push of the animal created an impact on the vessel hitting where it landed. So, how do we consider this case? Is it considered who the animal did it? Because why did the animal, why did the cleave break? Because it got pushed. So it was pushed by the animal. So if it's goofy, that's regular. The animal kicked it with its leg and broke it. Or we say, oh, remember Tzoreres? Tzoreres to kick something which broke something else over there. So the thing that broke was not impact. It didn't have an impact with the animal, but had an impact because of some outside disturbance. But another point, the thing that broke didn't break immediately. The animal kicked. And then a couple of seconds later, that cleave broke. It was not a breakage that happened immediately with the impact of whatever the animal did. But that's similar to here, because here as well, although there's no intermediary thing, no middle thing breaking the cleave, it was all about the animal itself. It wasn't immediate. The animal kicked, the cleave rolled away, and then it broke. So if you look at the impact, if you look at when it broke, it was not the same moment when the animal kicked. So is that like serious or is that like goofy? Somewhere in between. We have the two extremes. We have an animal that kicks something and breaks it immediately from its direct kick. That's goofy, it's there. We have some, an animal which kicks something else, which breaks something else. That's serious. That is two things that aren't goofy, which buy another cleave, buy another thing, a stone or something. And it wasn't broken immediately. And then we have this case, which is it was kicked by the animal, so it was directly from the animal, but the breakage wasn't direct. The breakage was due to the fact they rolled downhill and then
it was.
Yeah, if you want to say that, then you're going to have a hard life because everything is other outside influence. If someone drops something from the roof and it falls on the floor, the reason why it fell off the floor and go up to the moon is because of gravity. But that's all called closure. That's all considered it. And that's all considered his might. But it didn't break immediately. So maybe whoever did it, his might is true. That's a shame. Yeah. I remember I said, I said you have to put that in your back pocket. That's going to be a riot for one of the shows. That's going to be... He asked, what about the rights we just read? I gave you introductory comment saying that that rights will be used as a riot. So don't bring it now. So Rabbi has that shadow. You go bust up Mikara, that it was his act that did it. Or do you go bust up Tavamana? Do you go when he actually broke, which it broke later on? It's not. It's considered disconnected from the act of the animal. So now, Bosom Ikara, Dinadigo Bosom Ikara, the original cause of this cleave rolling down the hill was the animal. So it's all considered his Meisterschwir. It's all considered that the animal broke it. Or he did, yeah, we will be, when it's going to be his group, that it's a trigger. Maybe you go based on when that tree actually grew, and then it was disconnected from the animal. Maybe you go when the tree actually grew, which is disconnected from the animal, and then it should be like Tsuris. Tsuris is disconnected from the animal. So it should be Katzinetic. How do we decide this? Please.
Word Malat.
Yeah, Tikkun Monon, Shalit, is to mend the Kli. Malat's Aramaic for Kli.
I'm sorry, what I was asking for is Robert asking an independent question, or is he asking it because he saw the Brisa?
Independent Shalit.
Okay.
So this Brisa, the opening line for Arai, which we're going to bring afterwards.
But they're not asking based on the Brisa.
No.
They're not sort of Sunni.
What is Sunni's problem?
Yeah, and Akhar. Yeah. The sugya that was written by Ravina Rashi wasn't written by Rava. It's true. They suddenly bring a brace, and they should say, you should know we're going to have a discussion on Rava. We can bring this brace in the Mishnah. It's long time back. We have the Mishnah, and then the Gemara's a Shaila now. And then we bring the Mishnah, the Raya, right? So here's Rava, we have a brace. And then Rava has a discussion, and we bring a Raya for the Shaila from this brace. So, Faith the Gemara, why is Rabbi Shaila? Rabbi really answered it. Tishrei Lei with the Rabbi. Rabbi answered it. Dama Rabbi, Rabbi told us, Zora Kli Merisha Gag. If you throw a Kli from the top of a roof, you go rooftop. Ovo Acher Meshobim Vakan, and it fell, and before it actually hit the floor, somebody else came and hit it with a stick, broke it with a stick. So, Potter. The second guy is Potter. Why is the second guy Potter? It's considered already broken. Why is it considered already broken? Because somebody else is already the first guy has already done the Meister Schwer. So you see, you go across the car. If the second guy is Potter, it must be the first guy's Kaya. Break. Shiver. Talk about the change of what?
Somebody would stand down here and see it.
It was very good of him, but as it was, as it not gone. As things stand, this is the lost case. If somebody wants to save it, as things stand, such as parables in that, which means as things stand, as it is, so, like you also say, somebody very kindly took down a rung and come and save it. And not exactly you. Well, that's not such a fair statement to say. Because if I throw a ball from me to my son, so nobody can use that ball as it's flying, but still a clean, because it's not meant to be broken. So, yeah. So, obviously, something moving on aeroplane while it's flying, nobody can get off the aeroplane. It doesn't mean it's a broken aeroplane. But here, as things are, this clean is placed at the bridge. Maybe something could come out from whatever it is, an expression in baseball, but come out from the side and save it, they'll say. But as things are, this is a nice issue. So suddenly comes and breaks, it wasn't done yet, we haven't done anything. So it's possible, but what do we want to bring life from here? This is what Rabbi says, what do we want to bring life from here? We must say, if it's considered broken, it must be a loss of the economy. It must be that we consider that it was already broken beforehand. Why? Because when it left the man's hands, it's considered broken. If that's true, then who are they? But it's animal. This animal kicked this bucket or this knee, and it started rolling down the hill. The minute he kicked this bucket, it's considered the animal broke it. So the animal broke it, then it's regular. The only reason why we'd say it's not regular is it's disconnected. The breakage was disconnected from the animal. But if we consider that the minute the animal kicked it, it's already considered breaking. So when did the breakage happen? The second it kicked it, so it was before. About the dragon.
There certainly like with an Abba Mazak versus the animal.
If there was, then we wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Okay.
Right? It's a good horror. Good horror, you're saying. If there was, then you wouldn't be able to bring your eyes. So, if she was asking that, he's asking the aura that, which we've got shined by Reagan, and we're trying to prove it from Adam. So what you're saying is there a difference? So obviously, rabbis teaching, the Gemara teaching now, there is a lot of difference. The not to be stayed with an Adama Mazik, considered the first guy broke it, then there would be another animal. If you go got some Mikoit, consider the animal broke. So we go back.
When is it real? Like when the Kiddush is ready, right? From the second year, it's ready. If it doesn't break, then it's not high. If it breaks, from the second year, it's not high. And by the Kiddush, the second year, Kiddush is Kiddush.
But no, that you eat your meal. The minute you eat your meal, it's not that animal rare. No, my kiddush then was a good kiddush. But no, you need it to have in a meal set. So to hear, you broke the key, but it's not great. Right? Sounds a bit interesting, but that's what it is. You did a mice sphere, which you're kind for that mice sphere, but no, they're actually broken yet.
Why don't we do them as throwers? When he kicks the pebble, it's going to hit the clean break.
Excellent. So, Reuben asks that, so every tzaddik is why don't we say the same thing? And that we're going to see in Tosis. Second, the last bit of the page, he brings up this point. Every tzaddik, we could also say that the person who kicked it, which caused it to break, which means therefore to live the animal, still is the good boy. Already there was a mighty sphere. She became a mighty sphere. It's the good boy. And here we don't see it. That's. It's tasty. Me at the show. Good hour. Okay, so the mom bring right from Rama. Yossi, I haven't thrown out your question. You said it was nonsense. Your question was a bad question. That Yossi was saying that I see some could save it. Right? And the valid point, which has some hashlachot, not for this question, but for in the sugya as a whole. That means it's negair what Yossi is saying. It could be saved. It could be saved. And therefore, maybe it would be relevant. But I think in this discussion, what is considered mindset, it is considered a mindset. Throwing a key out the window, which as things stand should break, is considered a mindset. It's considered a mindset. Just like if somebody throws an arrow, just the opposite. If somebody throws an arrow, so that wasn't all the mice are even. Even if he quickly goes and removes that shield, and the arrow will kill him. Because the way he did the mice shouldn't have killed. Here as well, when he did the mice should have broken. Maybe somebody would come and say that. But that mice to define whether the act of damage, the mitzvah, you look at as things stood as it did. As he did it, that took it off. That's a bit of a hard question for us, because the Gemara says, why did you want to have a shaykh and be mechiyach from Rabbah? So obviously this is the source. Rather, the Rama says nice rubber thought. So I know something about it. But if there was a bright or something to prove rubber, then we're not proving it for rubber, prove it for the bright and a mind. The only source we could possibly bring is I have to look through the source through Shah. Probably your Shah is the post of free, etc. The only source of it to speak to you is what rubber taught us. That's what the mouth is. Give them the rabbit. So, how do you know you go to Boston Eco? Rabbit said so. Rabbit will show back. What's rabbit's source? Falling. That's rabbit's source. Rabbit fell. Mice ahead of the divine by the act you did not base what happened to you. Not base. I mean, you don't say, oh, it only became broken when it landed. Pretty broken at this point. We'll see, do we pass on our alcohol? Sure, what's my skill? But this is Rabbi, yeah? I can't bring you any other sin. Sorry. So instead of the Gemara, yeah, so why do you want to have a Rabbi told it to us already. Answer the Gemara. Okay, so what? So in a moment, I'm trying to embrace it. Then the Rabbi, she did it. Rabbi Metz was sure about it. Rabbi's not sure about it. Rabbi's not convinced. You throw something from a window and it breaks afterwards, and somebody else breaks it, you throw it from a window and something else breaks it, you ask Rava, could very well be the second guy would be. I don't know if the first guy is fine, because the first guy maybe didn't do a Mainzer Shvir. Maybe the Mainzer Shvir is only defined by when it broke at the end. And therefore, somebody else broke it, not me. So Rava has a suffix. We have really had two shots. One child about animal, one child by person. An animal that kicks the tree and it rolls down the hill, is the animal by Nezek Shari or not? Or perhaps it's child Katsi Nezek. Maybe it's serious. And first, it goes to kick it out the window and something else breaks it. Is the second guy Chayiv or is the first guy? Two separate child.
The book of the giant bomb for the Mako.
No, on purpose. It doesn't make a difference, actually. All the more lawyer, yeah. It doesn't make a difference. Just the loss of the Gemara is much better. He's on
the Shira. Perhaps for that particular period, somebody else hitting in changes the person hits it. The mindset is in fact destroyed by a different methodology.
Right. The guy who threw it didn't break it. The guy threw it and break it.
Rabba's star.
In Rabba?
Rabba.
Yeah. Rabba said this tree was still considered whole until it actually got broken.
Maybe he's saying the tree was broken at the moment he dropped it. But once there was a new Shvira,
they want something broken, it doesn't matter if you break it again.
They just want to be put back.
If it's not broken, don't break it. If it's broken, you can break it again. It's not, you've broken it. Rabbi understands that the Kli at its bottom is still called whole. It's still called whole. When it actually breaks, then it's considered broken.
Do you understand that? Or is it
just Rabbi has a topic. When you throw the out of the window, is it considered broken already? I'm glad if it lands on the floor, it's considered broken. But as you throw it out the window, is it considered broken or not? Rabba's not sure that. Not good meaning is if somebody else comes along and breaks it. If somebody else comes along and breaks it, and we hold it wasn't broken when I dropped out the window, then I won't be afraid because I didn't break it. Somebody else broke it. But the other guy would be afraid because he broke a whole tree. We left off last time with a question, which we haven't said an answer yet for. We just left off last time with a question saying that we didn't understand it so well because as this tree is falling, this is similar to what she was saying. As this tree is falling, it's not got no value whatsoever. It's like a second or two from hitting the floor. It's got no value. So if it's got no value, why should the second guy be hard? Let's say the first guy is not a master. He didn't break it. When's it going to be broken? When it actually hits the floor, let's go with that one. When it hits the floor, that's considered broken. Let's say that. But the second guy that actually hit it with the stick, what did he break? He broke a clee that was worth next to nothing. So why should we be a chayv to pay?
No, but if you're saying that it's when it hits the ground that it's worth $10, whatever the clee was worth before.
Is it worth $10? Do you pay $10 for the clee?
If you were looking at it at that moment, yeah.
You would pay $10 such a clean.
I'd say that.
But as it is, it's not worth $10.
Only if you consider it broken from before.
No. When you consider Mike's head from before, it's a nice longness. But the price, the value of the thing in the street, in the market, is not going to make a difference. I'm sorry, I know. If you go to the store and you go to the shop and say, who wants to buy this thing that's about to hit the floor? On aeroplane, it's crash landing. How much would you be willing to pay for this crash landing for? Well, any old boss may come out and I'm not paying anything. Maybe all of us have a money. Oh, I'll pay for it. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh, I'll pay for that. That doesn't sound so right. Not what you earn. What? In London, do we say that it's considered the person in the mighty aerodic or not? But the actual price, the actual value, practically how much it's worth. Next to nothing. So why should the second guy have to pay? And if it's true that the second guy pay damage next to nothing, then we don't understand what's the riot in Rabba. Rabba says, if somebody threw that clear from the roof, then the second guy is potter. Well, he didn't say the first guy is chai. The second guy is potter. So I can say, yes, you know why? Because he didn't break anything of value. But then you go bottom of top of mono. Maybe you say to the first guy, what would be chai? Because he didn't break it. Somebody else broke it. But the second guy will still be potter because he didn't break anything of value. It had no value when it was set when it fell. That's a big cash on the sugya that we are actually learning. One second, I'll just want to begin. This is a tremendous cash on the sugya. It's like, come on, move the door, child rush. Just speak out.
No, you can't speak out.
The hands raising, let's just speak out. So Rashi told us that we've got a riot from another what? Both of them in Carl Vino. Why? Because the second guy is Boto and Rashi and him, and the first guy is high. So both of them are going to be why we see that even though the second guy broke it, he's still Boto. Why? It must be considered broken. Why is it considered broken? It must be the first guy broke it, and therefore the first guy is high. That's all Rashi's mind. Made it a difficult point. That maybe it's not true. The first guy didn't break it. He did not break it. It's only broken when it lands on the floor. But practically, it's lost any value. It's lost any value this morning. And therefore, when the second guy breaks it, he broke it. Not the first guy. He broke it. But how much does he have to pay? Nothing. It's not worth anything. So maybe, what's the riot? The sugar, the rush. What's that?
If it wasn't the value, maybe it was worth
value. Then it would be fine, yeah, sure, but it just doesn't have any value.
If you're, you can still Kiddush, the moment you make Kiddush. But tonight, you have to. Okay? So maybe Baruch Bikara, that the first guy would be hired. But tonight, then he comes. But since he didn't pray, because at the end of the day, the other guy will okay. So then, that tonight is not the code. So then, the only guy we can look at.
It's not because it's not a Hebrew. If you consider Boson Ikara, then he did break it. Because the minute he left his hand and made it,
what
going to break it, it's just he broke it, not this man. If the mice, it doesn't actually break, then you just give it back. So I'll have to pay you anything, take it free. But he did make it. But if it does break, then it's considered, I broke it earlier. I regard it, and if somebody else breaks something which I already broke, I shouldn't have to do it. Yeah, sure. I don't
think Rolf?
Maybe it does have a value. You buy the following tree, and now I have to claim against whoever broke it, it survived. It doesn't survive, and I have to claim against the person who broke it.
Very
so there is not.
Very good, sure, I must say. Very good. How are you going to answer this? Go on. No, you asked the performance. Yeah. That's why I'm asking it.
Rolf? Hi. Just if according to the second part of the statement you shared, that we're holding that the second person has got culpability, but because it doesn't have value, therefore he's smashing something of no value. Once we make him responsible, having some level of accountability, then in that question or in that statement, surely then he could have caught it, and therefore it has value. So therefore,
well done. Sri and Yossi both answered this question. Yossi answered it before. Never believe in my life. This tree could be saved, man. This tree could be saved. So maybe it does have some value. Maybe it does have a value, but it could be saved. It's true that if it doesn't get saved, I broke it. Because there's no reason to assume that it will be saved. But since it had the possibility to be saved, therefore, it does have some value, because it's got still a possibility to be saved. And you sure answer the different answer. Yeshua said it's got a value because the owner of the kli can go and take it to court as this fee's brought in and it's going to break, the owner of this fee has the right to take him to court. And that's the answer that Rabbi David says. Kim Shakri Adain Sholim, Bibi Shabbat will break. Harish and Chai will shine to Rossoi. The first guy will have to pay for its value. It's considered that it's got a value. So, this is a two possible answers which you could say onto this very big difficulty of Rashi. One answer is that the key does have some value because, as Lee and Yossi said, it's always got a possibility to be saved. You can't consider it got no value. So the second guy is broken. What's the second guy done? He's broken the possibility of saving it. So he's trying to pay for that. He smashed it, he made it, that it won't be possible to save. Since he made it, it's not possible to save, it's considered he broke. Then now, if the first guy is considered that he broke it, possibly because the imam, the second guy's not trying to pay it. But if the second guy, if we say both of them have one, they look at it based on what actually happened, not based on what when it left his hands. So Bostamona, at that moment, it was still whole. What's the commitment? It was still whole. Yeah, somebody could save it. And since somebody could save it, this guy goes in and breaks and makes it not possible to be saved. It's considered the second guy broke it. And then the second guy has to pay. Excellent question. Very good. Very good. Excellent question. Very, very good. And I was saying it's a slightly different answer that this does have some value because I could claim it from the owner, and therefore, by the same time breaking it, it's considered now not anymore the first guy who did it, and therefore, I can't claim it from the owner anymore. So, you've taken away my chance of claiming from the owner, so you have to pay for damaging, breaking my fee. So, two answers are basically similar answers. That although the Kli is on its way to be broken, it does still remain to retain some type of value. And therefore, we understand why the second guy shouldn't be potter. And if he shouldn't be potter, then he might be potter because the first guy broke it.
Taking the
yeah,
but then until you break the
clip,
it's
going to
can't fly.
Sure, you like breaking this. Things from other cities into a
holding.
Okay. So,
Rolf,
you answer this question? Yes or no? Yes, three.
I'm going to share something, but I know this is wrong, but I'm trying to just get the principle. The second guy, does he have a role almost like a Shomer Chinam? I'm trying to see how he fits in the world. He's clearly not a Shomer Chinam. He hasn't undertaken anything. But, you know, if he was a Shomer Chinam, then he would be responsible for negligence. But he wouldn't be responsible for a Geneva or a Veda. So I'm saying, what's the status of that second guy in the world?
If you hold that it's lots of top of mind, if you don't hold like Rabbi, if you hold like Rabbi is willing to suggest, then the second guy is a Mazik. Second guy is a Mazik. Right. So now we ask the question, right?
Oh, Jacobson, sorry.
Yeah, my parents.
Wouldn't the Bel Kli be my issue? He's thrown it out the window or it fell out the window. He would expect it to break, and therefore he's given up hope of having a whole vase.
Nice. Very good. Wow. That's a good question. We should pair the asking that the owner of the Kli, somebody else threw it, yeah? The owner of the Kli, though, was really misyash. He was begging it to break. So, okay, though, it's not worth anything. And therefore, why should he have to pay? Why should the second guy have to pay? It's a good question when you pay. Everyone gives a thumbs up, please. Yeah. And we turn them up like this is wrong. No, this is without any use. It's a good gossip.
But Rabbi, the fact that he makes miyayish doesn't make it worthless. It just means that he's a tefka now.
Right, so I don't need to pay for it.
Ah, I see.
I pay the hefka. Right. Well, that was three answers to answer you on that one. It's a good question. Thanks for being so very hard. It's very much a good child. But let's go back to understand what Rashi is saying, and then we can move on a bit. So Rav actually told us that we must know that in Rav the bottom because it's considered the first guy, he's the one that broke it, because the second guy is Potter. Because the second guy is Potter. Now we so spoke out, that would be awesome, sure, and everyone here chiming in, that Bemet, there could be a case that said the other way around as well. And maybe the second guy, and then the first guy is not Chayim. But the second guy is bottom because it's not worth anything, but it can't be true. Because it does have some values. You could say, God, you can claim the money, it does have some value. So if, so Mishallah, it's only a small value. But if it's bottom, the second guy is bottom means it pays zero. So the second guy is bottom means he pays nothing. Why should he pay nothing? It was worth something at least, even if it's a small amount, it was worth something. So why is he bottom completely? Why should he be bottom completely? The only reason why the second guy should be bottom completely is because it was already considered broken. It was broken before. Why was it broken? I had some value, something could save it. Why is it broken? There it is, because the first guy broke it. Possum because. And that's what we're bringing around for. The other whole possum because even the first guy's the one who broke it. That's why the second guy is potter completely, even though possibly he could be saved and he's not even claiming it. It's potter completely because the second guy, the first guy actually broke it. Bye. Toshima. So answer the Gemara. I don't know, it's Machlokes and Rabbah was sure about it, wrong about it. Now, before we get to the right of the Gemara, let's have a look in Tosfos Bosot Meikara of Me. I think you've all seen the Tosfos. I think you've all understood it. Nobody came to ask me any questions about it. I mean, it's all perfectly clear. Now you've got it.
Yeah.
It's broken.
Whether it's trending from the top or the bottom. So
you mean that it have to be more competitive?
Yeah.
For regarding it is considered contrary to one point. If it's disconnected from the person, on that there is said a lot of machine.
He's throwing, he's kicking.
They're the same.
How would we get the same action? Because it's not that he's kicking a rock or breaking the queen, it's he's actually kicking the queen.
Right.
He's breaking the queen.
Right, that's the wrong way to look at it. Tsurya is obviously, but exactly like Tsurya, there wouldn't be a shadow. It's somewhat similar to Tsurya, but not completely like Tsurya. Tsurya has two things to break for it to To define Tsurya, there have to be two things. You don't do it yourself, you do it via something else, and the damage is disconnected from the original animal. That's Tsurya, but do you need both things to be Tsurya? That's rather something. Do you need both things to be true? Perhaps the mere fact it's disconnected is already enough to be true. But if you go boss of Tabamona, then it's considered disconnected and be true. By recognizing it's not true. Right? Hold on, there's no thing to true. Hold on, I'm not being true. It's very good. Very good. You're high. But by recognizing it's not true. If we would consider disconnected from the animal, that sort is not necessary because I went by something else. No, that sort is disconnected. If I could consider it disconnected, then it's service. So maybe the Rava has a suffering. Maybe it's disconnected, or maybe it's connected, or maybe it's disconnected.
That's one of
those
things
we
have.
The
line
something by. Second last thesis, you design on the base. Do you go Balsam Eikar? So now Taita says, why are you asking a Shaila? Rabbi says he's a lot and nobody's got something about it. There's Mishnah from Bereshit to that. There's a Mishnah from Purush. There's a Mishnah that's clearly one way or the other. So why did you bring Rav in the Mishnah? So what's the Mishnah? Which Mishnah says clearly one way or the other? Our Mishnah, but it's none. The Mishnah, the beginning of the pig, don't sound like Kli, Mishnah of Nostri. What's the case? The animal walks on a Kli, rates it, the Mashmah, on his Gadol HaMokim Acher, Vinish B'Shom, Chayvet, Shokhan Tehedek. What's the Mishnah? Don't sound like Kli, Mishnah of Nostri, turn it on that head, halfway down the Mishnah, don't sound like Kli, Mishnah of Nostri, if it's rather like Kli, and it broke it, Vinopa, Kli, and then... If there was something else, it's not only one thing. And I researched the Shalim and the Shalim. Why on the reason do you bring the Shalim? Because of those son of the previous Shabbatai. Mashma. It would be no time, and it would roll down the hill and break. It wouldn't be an Ezek Shalim. Only because those son of the Shabbatai. So we're going to write it. There you go. What's the guy? What's the big one? What's the second one? I don't want to agree with this group, Josie.
It's a big mush. The ball is in the brain. Then
right. We have a rabbi in the Mishnah, but the Tavavon. It says in the Mishnah, he stands on it and breaks it in paramedic shalom. Mush. If he stands on it and it rolls down the hill and breaks, he wouldn't be paramedic shalom. So you see, you go boss up, top off, come on, you go look at when the key actually. Let's see, though.
After the RF, but we have a plus on the casino, changing the law. But logically, you say, good question.
What's the question?
Dominic asked a good question. Why don't we say that really boss up made car? And there's a lot on the casino which teaches us. To make it chatzimim, right? There's not a question on this part of Tosfos, a good question on the sugya, because in the end of the day, the Mishnah said you pay nezek shalom only when you broke it straight away and not when it rolled off. So your question more on the sugya, we'll address it. Come back to me on that question. It's a good question. It will definitely be addressed. But since it's a great Tosfos, Robert Goshaila. Something which is an approach to the Mishnah. Oh, God, Shai, what's the deal if an animal kicks something and it rolls down the hill? Do you pay Nezachon or Matanel? Right? In the Mishnah, it says you pay Matanel. The Mishnah says you kick something and bring stay, you pay Nezachon. Mash might be rolled down the hill, you pay Matanel. What's that wrong? So, and also, Kashan Ramon. How can Ramon say you pay Nezachon? You see in the Mishnah, you pay Matanel. So, like Yellow Magic says, this is no right. Because other Aaron, if you look in the Mishnah, you can make a dig the other way as well. With the Mapnik being Mishnah in the Shemi, like Mapnik Berisha in Gupe, in the Magic, in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to tell us a din of Nezek Shalim and Chatzin Nezek. What's the example the Mishnah gives? The first Kli, Nezek Shalim, and the second Kli, Chatzin Nezek, right? If the Mishnah wanted to find things for Chatzin Nezek, the Mishnah could have spoken about the Kli, the first Kli itself. If it broke straight away, Nezek Shalim. If it rolled down the hill, Chatzin Nezek. If the Mishnah didn't talk about the same Kli, they had to go and bring another Kli into the picture, surely that shows us that the first Kli would always be Nezek Shalim. The only way we could get to Chatzin Nezek is to bring another Kli. Mashmah, the first Kli would always be Nezek Shalim, even if it rolls down the hill. So we go around from the Mishnah, if anything, and Duke, there you go, Boston, and you can't. So there's you can't be without anything from the Mishnah. Because if you look, you've got two Diokim, which possibly one way or the other. Do you mean you die from the fact that since it broke straight away? Sounds like you see, you go, Boston, Tama, Mama, you go that, you look at it when it actually broke. Or do you make a Duke from the veteran to bring another Kli into the picture of Captain Ezek? It's a Raya, and then you go, Boston, you can't. So it's not clear for the Mishnah. That's why we're about this topic. Not no right of what the Mishnah means.
The
Why do you have to bring in this other thing in between? Why talk about it? Talk about it. You want to know an ending to our name? He wrote where he was. Counting end day, roll down the hill.
Then I want. The second case is the look keep the chart written something that's part of the story.
Yeah, but why do you need to come on the classic story? Talk about it. You have to come on to another clear with something in between this. Well, this clear itself.
Mm.
Why talk about the classic case? So if it's true, then even this is true.
Mm.
That's the catch of it. That means they tell me, therefore, there's no deal here. Yeah, Bianca? Well, one part of the mission to die in one way, and the other way is down the other way. So, for that type of topic, which deal is the right thing? That's it. Rather, make the list first, then if we don't have any questions, it means we've forgotten the previous thing. Which could be. We've only had to want to have enough of it. And there was a thesis. In fact, when we learned this Mishnah, somebody in the shadow, maybe we wasn't asked, why does the Mishnah need to give us an example? I just told you the name of it. Sorry. Why does Mishnah have to tell me a new case of dog, and clear, Shavuot? And then part of that clear went on, and we're another clear. Good luck, I'll argue, so I'll reach a money either. So take a look at the last thesis on one other. And then, ask me the question. Last place is on the Alim. On the Alim. You design on the Alim. Last place is design on the Alim. Okay, right. And then ask the question. Last place is, look at the last place on the Alim. And then tell me what's difficult without it. Actually, I'll tell you, Peter said, why do we have to talk about this funny case? You said it's still not a clear, and the clear broken went on to a different clear. Well, we know it, it's serious. And you might have thought the next you would be called Mishonah, maybe it's Karen. And then, if you stopped on a clear, because of the curve, it managed to break off and break another clear, that sounds like it's not normal. And therefore, maybe you would only be Chaim Katzenetik for the clear. That's why we spoke about this case. That's why I wrote this for this case. You might have thought that maybe this case That's true. That there is a need to talk about this case breaking another case. If it's true, then one has to say the thing. This we would have had to deal for cats. What to do? Or we would have had to deal. Since we spoke about this case breaking. And we didn't say about it rolling down the hill. And we had to talk about another case where there's another kid in there. That tells us to go. What's that? No, we had to talk about two kids and other kids in there because we want to tell us a kiddush that even if the animal stamps on the knee and breaks it, and it's so much force that it went to broke another key, that's still called dragon. So there's a need for that mission. So you can't make any deal from one place to say, Adriana, may the Matnik be Rishon the Sheni, since it makes a difference between the first key and the second key, and it didn't talk about where this first key broke, it could have made the influence to make a deal factor. That was the moment they could bring, why they talk about another key? Means the only case I could come up with something else was only because of another key. Not true. The Met even had this key rolled down the hill, which have also been a Why do we talk about another key to say that on the first key, if we broke my heart, it's not even solid? You might have thought the first key, if it breaks me, it wasn't a Hatsi Nezek because it's for sure, because it's Karen. It must have known the first key. It is
conditionally used to break two kelim with one stone or something. It's not like a book. It's only to be used for that purpose.
You are really not understand what I'm saying. Tyson said, that since the Mishnah had to bring a kid of another kiddi, it's a mukka that the first kiddi would always be an eviction. I'm saying it's not mukka at all. Because the reason why I had to bring in other kiddi was because it tells the chiddush that it's not a shun. And you're kind of eviction for the first kiddi. And we have to talk about other kingdom. So you can't bring an area, you can't tell me from the fact that we have to talk about other kingdom is a raya that the first plea is always has a child. No. The reason why I talk about other kingdom is to make up to us, it's not the shun.
That's what they're all in that ball.
Well,
it's not really the advantage. Then what you're saying is that the mission only being brought in from one verse. And I can't just say that the mission could be used for two purposes. That's all I'm saying.
I want two purposes. No,
oh, one purpose to show that it's not apparent.
Right.
And the other purpose is to show that the
How did it show this other purpose? From the fact that I spoke about Keenan, I have to speak about Keenan because of the first purpose. Once you have one of these, then you can't prove to me the reason why you spoke about Keenan and didn't talk about the key rolling. Is because the key you always go boss in a car. Can't say that. The reason why I needed this is because it's telling the Hindus of the Shun. That's what's your answer?
No, because you can either be Kinder or Mishnah. Mishnah says not all. The Mishnah says two things. He says Darsa, and then he says not all.
No,
so
he
says the Darsa.
You misunderstood the Mishnah. Don't tell the Kinder Mishnah, sorry. And then the other part of that knee broke off and fell on another knee. Okay, so let's just go over Tosis and say with the horror, and then maybe say Teretz. The Mishnah said we have to say the Kasha. What's the Kasha? How to put the Kasha? Answer the question of the Mishnah. Why is God looking around? Rabba, answer from the Mishnah. Why do I ask the question at all? What's the right Mishnah? Right. Says so Tosis says no right, because other rabbi, you could make a dig the other way around. What's the case that the mission does say you're fine for the nezik? Two kalim. Why do you have to bring in two kalim? The kli itself. Speak about the kli itself. If it rolled down the hill and broke there, you'll be chayav chatzin nezek. So what's the, why do we need to bring in the other kli? If we had to bring in the other kli, it seems to imply that the first thing you always try an eviction. So from the first deal, it's mashma, you don't go boss mikor. In the second deal, it's mashma, you don't go boss mikor. Right, that's basically the point. So we asked that, from the previous Tosis, there was a need to bring in the other kingdom to teach us that he's still tired and he's starting for the first plea. Why would I have thought that should be Potter as he's starting for the first plea? It's Mishuna, even if it broke away, it broke straight away. Yeah, Mishuna, it was so much force that managed to break another plea. Mashallah, it's not called Mishuna. So there is a need to have the other kingdom in it. If there's a need to have another kingdom in it, so you can't make any deal now to say, well, since we brought in other kingdom, it means the first is always going to be Nezik Shon. No. The reason why you brought in other kingdom is the teacher's Tatarka. The teacher says, not Mishon. That's the Kasha. Something happens to the Kasha. Back to the Kasha places. Very nice opportunity. Well, how to the two? The Maram asked the Kasha. Maram, Madhu Batsa, the Alpha Kasha. Just show 1 second. And they say a terrace. They say that the terrace is the taste of an Ahmed Aleph in the Dayton Golden Street. Tremendous thing. They say that the Habamina they called Mishuma is a Dayton. And I'll draw it normally. Habamina, oh, it hit it so strong and it went off. And what's the answer? No, it's not Mishuma. It's the whole place. And then when we have another deal we would make, we would learn that one. We wouldn't learn like Tosis on the other. If there was another way to learn, we would learn the other one. And if it would be possible to say that if the plea would roll down the hill, that you would be chayv nezek shorim for that tree. So it would be possible to say, if you roll down the hill, you would be chayv hatin nezek, then Mishnah would not have brought the other kid into it. Mishnah wouldn't have brought the other kid into it. The only reason why the Mishnah did bring the other kingdom into it, like 31 to the day, is to be medaita. That's what I wanted to tell us. The other kingdom has come to tell us, the other kingdom are, why do we bring the other kingdom? To teach us that the Kli rolls down the hill, you're still behind as a sort of protection. The only time in Bechayev, Katsun Ezek, is because of the other kingdom. Toys is a Ramad Aleph said in different terms. Toysh is called the Ma'od, and he only did that because, like Robert Bemet said, he got no duty. The Mishnah is not going to tell us any duty because it's a steering duty. It's a steering duty. Our mission is a steering duty. So you can't be medayik too much on our mission. So why did the mission talk about the kid? You can't be medayik anything from the mission. Because the opening line of the mission seems to sign, seems to say, those are like the mission rolls and where did the kid break? There. Seems to say they could roll down the hill. What would be about the kid? So, once you have that line, it takes away anything, any view we've got at the end of it, because it's steering you. So, why did we talk about other people? That's why Jason Ahmed Adam had to say Kresh. Let me answer the question again now in a nutshell. So, as we had the question from Jason, why is Jason saying that there's a deal from the fact that if it rolls down the hill? We didn't talk about rolling down the hill, we spoke about other Kalim. Is Mashma if you roll down the hill, you'd be high, Nezik Shalim. Mashma if it rolls down the hill, you'd be high, Nezik Shalim. Since we didn't speak about rolling down the hill, we brought in other Kalim. Is Mashma, you'd be high, Nezik Shalim on the original cleaning, even if it rolls down the hill. Right? That was Tyson's deal. So we asked, 1 second, Tyson, on your dying, send a different deal. So the answer to that question is forget about Tosafot Yudayim. Just ignore Tosafot Yudayim. Because that was such a kvetch. We'll have to come to it eventually. Don't bring that as a fact at the moment. Ignore it. It's a kvetch. A half a minute thing in the Shona, nobody would think of such a half a minute unless you're forced to, unless you're against the ropes. That's when you'll have to. Ignore Tosafot Yudayim. Let's learn the Mishnah like you learn the Mishnah. Do you have a belief in the Mishnah that you would be chayav nezek shorim for the original kli? Do you have a theory? So once again, yeah, maybe we do. Why do you talk about other kelim? Maybe you do have a deal. Why do you talk about other kelim? Why do you talk about the tree itself? Ooh, maybe I've got a deal. The Yechayim has a shalim for the original tree in all instances. Maybe that's what the Mishnah comes to teach us. It can't be. For the original line, the opening line of that statement says, Paket, what's the opening line say? Those are like the Yishavot. Where did you break it? There. So that opening line teaches us that if it would roll down the hill, maybe it would be a chayv chatzi nezek, not nezek shalim. So, what do I see from this Mishnah? That this Mishnah has not come to teach us anything about what's the deal if a kli rolls down the hill. Because if it was a very bad way of teaching. First time we do that 1 week, second time teach us the other way. So, we've lost. This Mishnah has not come to tell us that it's about what's the deal if a kli rolls down the hill. So, what is the Mishnah come to teach us? What is it? Why is the Mishnah coming? Why is the Mishnah talking about other? Why is the Mishnah staying at all? Why is it talking at all? There's Tosis Ahmed Aleph. Since I'm against the ropes and I don't have a pshat, what's going to tell me? I'll tell you a pshat, a chidush. Something about Mishnah. You might have thought of Mishnah. But we're forced against, we don't have another pshat. But that's because we don't have another pshat. If we would have another pshat, of course we would go with it. So that's what our Tosis is telling us. Start with Al-Tayton and then go to Dabindan. So, in Ramadan, Al-Tayton is saying if we, the Khalif are going, Bound the Shatan Mishnah, the Mishnah brings in another Kli. Why bring another Kli into it? Why not bring another Kli? Why not? Why talk about an extra Kli? Why did they get
it? Because you're forced, because it's not exactly.
I know you're forced.
It's not a case of goal.
Why not?
Because the first case is that he actually did the other leg. The dog, he sparked something off.
That's what he did.
What?
He snatched the first knee, which made the third go and break down.
He snatched the knee, driving Nezik Shalim.
Okay.
And because of that, I would have thought that he did Nezik Shalim on everything. On account of that.
The other thing, I thought we did something there. No, I'm going to do it. There isn't. Okay. She needs to have a case. Definitely for that time. Okay. So that does not have a minute because the start of the image always thinks of the time. There's no other minute. So what if
I meant yes. I think
you
worked with that. No, I don't have it.
I don't know. Why do you bring other Kalim in? If you bring other Kalim, sounds like come tell us the thing. In the first reason, never. In the first thing, you broke the first thing, it doesn't make a difference when you broke it. Trotting in it then, or rolling down the hill, always finding it. Only shy about the never because of the other Kalim. That's the only time. Okay, ooh, so I know why we brought in other Kalim into the picture. The opening line tells you the other way around. It does sound like being Bishop Rothley. It says they broke it straight away. That seems to teach me that you're only chai then it's on if they broke straight away. But all that you wouldn't be chai then it's on. So conflicting the yukim, so the mission's not teaching you. If the mission's got the yukim, which contradict each other, obviously that not all the mission's coming to each other. Okay. So the mission's not talking about turning up from dinner back and rolling down the hill. That's why we're obviously not stopping about it, because we don't have a mission. And now let's ask ourselves the question then. So why is the mission? What is the mission company teacher? We know the demonstrated today. So what is the mission company teacher? It's not company teacher, it's anything manifestly. So what is the company teacher? So yes, it is company teacher, something manifestly. Not this out. Can we do something else? You might have thought it's a shunner. You might have thought this action was shunner for the fact that you managed to break another key due to its original banging. Stamping, you might as well be Shona, Kimash Alon, it's not Mishnah. That's the finish of the mission. We forced, we have an other chance to say, other than this big data. You might have thought it's not Mishnah, that's wrong. You might have thought it's Mishnah, Kimash Alon, it's not Mishnah. That place is designed, which came after places designed after the baby. You can't ask it the other way around. Or once you go to the design of the baby, why do you have to design of the baby? It's so wrong. Why is this when Yuzanim is based off? I'm saying anything. So wrong. Yuzanim is based on first. That's the real deal you could make. That's a good schmuck at deal. Then why bring out the king and talk about the same dream? That's the deal to make. Because you can't. Because the race has told us that wasn't a deal. Because the race is died the other way around. So what is this? What is the mystery? That's Yuzanim and Yuzanim. The same hypothesis. I've got the maram. You can look at the maram inside. It's a short, very short maram. Now that we've explained it outside, it should be able to understand it inside. Look at the maram. Where would you find the maram? Anyone know? Towards the back of the good answer, yes. Where would one find the maram? It's under the mashtar. It's under the mashtar, which is afterwards. Right. Maram is under the mashtar. Which is immediately afterwards. Ross? Yes, very good. Okay.
In support of my friend Yosef, they said that the action of the animal is creating two types of methods, of the shalom and the method simultaneously. So that's Kershim of itself.
Yeah, that and the Mokyezes, different places. But Yitzchak says that the mission comes to be mechadish, it can be chayim from one act to two different things. And then shown for this and chatzim for that. That's Mugi Yitzchak. But the text didn't know.
Why would
Mugi
Yitzchak have differentiation of the mouth of damages? Why not have it full and full? What's the evidence explanation of that? Why the full
and full? Not full and full. Nobody said it should be full and full. That's not happening. Nobody said it should be full and full. That's only Yosef and no one else. And nobody's going to say that because it's not true.